The next patient is Jose Mendoza. The last name is M-E-N-D-O-Z, like in Zulu A. Jose, J-O-S-E. This is a clinical case of a 36-year-old Hispanic male that has diabetes mellitus with a severe proteinuria, period. The patient has been using the continuous glucose monitoring, and it has shown the difference. The average blood sugar during the last week was around 200. And the patient has been changing the diet and adjusting the medications during the present week is around 160, 170 milligrams per cent. Period. The patient developed a right flank pain, went to the hospital. The only positive finding was leukocytosis. The urinalysis was negative. The CT scan was suggestive of perinephritic inflammation. The patient was given some antibiotics. The patient got better. It was noticed during this visit, the serum creatinine went up to 2.72 with a BUN of 61. He was dehydrated, and for that reason, I think that there is the variation between the kidney function that we detected in May compared to the present one. In May was 2.38. And now it's 2.7, but the BUN of 60. Number two, arterial hypertension. During the visit and the office, the blood pressure is high, but the patient records the blood pressure at home and has been under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus is getting better and better control. The patient has hyperlipidemia that has been treated with Crestor. And the patient body weight continues to be 197. He's feeling better and looking better. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested in 9 minutes reviewing the hospital visit, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.